Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here, and today we've got some news on Tesla Energy, a new Tesla Energy product actually, called the Powerwall Plus. We'll go through the details on that. Then we also have an update on the situation on the protest in China, and some news on Volkswagen / Volkswagen. Nice day for Tesla stock today, especially in a down market. Tesla finishing up almost 5%, first green day since earnings, to $709.44. That compared to the NASDAQ down about 0.9%. Interestingly, on the rise today, this is the highest volume day for Tesla of the week and since earnings, about 40 million shares trading hands, even though Fridays in general tend to be about 5 to 10% less volume, as we learned during the S&P 500 inclusion analysis period. So kind of interesting to see that. I didn't see a whole lot of news that would have driven the stock today, but oftentimes things that are not news-based are what's driving the stock. Alright, so let's talk about the Powerwall Plus. This was posted yesterday on Reddit by user Tangarg, who said that they were just finalizing their design for Tesla Solar today and saw an interesting thing, Powerwall Plus. They have shared the spec sheet for the Powerwall Plus, and this is a different product than Tesla shows online with the Powerwall 2. Now, a lot of the specs are the same here, but what it looks like Tesla has done has integrated some of the components that previously would have been separated in what looks like a continued effort to increase the ease of installation. We heard Elon talk a lot about this on Tesla's earnings call. And of course, we had heard from Elon the week prior on Twitter that Tesla Solar, whether the solar glass roof or rooftop solar, would only be sold with an accompanying power wall. On the earnings call, Elon said that he believes this is the most important thing about the solar roof situation, noting that installations would be much easier because power from solar would only ever go to the power wall. Then the power wall itself would be the only thing that would need to interact as a power supply to the house or interact with the grid. It sounds like increasing the power capability of the power wall was also a key component here, so not changing the energy, but allowing it to provide greater power output to be able to handle peak power needs. So that's not unique to the Powerwall Plus here. Elon said that since, I think, November of last year, all Powerwalls should have that higher power capacity, and Tesla will update that via firmware. So that would be the case on a Powerwall Plus here, and this is not on Tesla's website yet, so we don't know all the full details. But if we look at some diagrams and sample images on Tesla's website of the Powerwall setup, you can see there are a few different pieces here. So you can see solar inverter, main panel, gateway, utility meter, and Powerwall. And I think this is before Tesla started selling their own Tesla inverter, which happened maybe 3 or 4 months ago. So we won't go too deep into what all these components do, but Tesla says that the backup gateway for Powerwall provides energy management and monitoring for solar self-consumption, time-based control and backup, and also controls the Powerwall's connection to the grid. Then the inverter, of course, takes DC power generated from solar, converts that over into AC for home use. So if we look at a diagram here from Tesla's site, you can kind of get a better understanding of why Elon Musk on the earnings call said that each solar installation was its own unique work of art. One example that a listener shared with me, and this is more to do with the power capacity restrictions on the Powerwall previously, that they had to actually split their circuit breaker up into two parts, so that if in a backup scenario the Powerwall was powering the whole house, that they wouldn't overload the peak power capacity unintentionally, so kind of like a manual prioritization system accomplished through multiple circuit breakers. Anyway, back to the Powerwall Plus, if we look at the spec sheet here, Tesla describes it by saying, quote, Powerwall Plus is an integrated solar battery system to store energy from solar production. Its integrated design and streamlined installation allow for a simple connection to any home, and improved surge power capabilities bring whole home backup in a smaller package. System smart controllers enable owners to customize system behavior to suit their renewable energy needs, end quote. Then they say key features, integrated battery, inverter, and system controller for more compact install, integrated soft starter capability of powering motors and air conditioning units, so that would be to reduce the need of the peak power capacity output. Then all stuff with the old Powerwall suite of application modes, self-powered, time-based control, backup modes, Wi-Fi, internet, LTE, etc. Nothing new on those couple of bullets. So to me, what I think is happening, if we flip back to Tesla's diagram of the sort of older system, I think what Tesla's doing is they're combining that solar inverter, backup gateway, and the Powerwall into this one product called Powerwall Plus. Though it is still two components, and each Powerwall, as far as batteries go, shouldn't need its own gateway or solar inverter. So the battery portion should be able to stack to some extent. So if we look at the images side by side of kind of the older setup versus the Powerwall Plus setup, you can see it looks much cleaner, though I would note that for the utility meter and the main panel in the old image, looks like Tesla in the new image has just put those all in sort of that same unit. So not quite as dramatic of a difference in terms of the side-by-side as it might look. So maybe a little bit boring, but the other benefit that this is going to offer, again, this is per one of the customers I was talking to, some customers are waiting months for regulatory approval to connect their solar with their Powerwall with the grid, things like that, get it all turned on. Some of those things may be a little bit faster now with this new setup because The solar can connect to the power wall, which can then feed your house without needing to do anything tying into the grid. You can start reaping those benefits. Although I'm not super well versed there, I would still imagine there are probably some approvals needed for things like fire safety and stuff like that. So if anyone has any more experience on that, definitely chime in. Same goes for everything that we've discussed here. I think we're all trying to right now figure out what this Powerwall Plus is about. I will link to that spec sheet, and if you see anything else in there that's interesting, or if something in here seems off or not complete, definitely please let me know in the comments today. All right, next up here, we've got a bit of an update on the China protest situation. So this is, I think, the fourth episode that we've talked about this in. I won't go through all the background again, but Tesla today posted an update on this on their Weibo account detailing all the interactions that they have had with this upset customer. Electrek pointed that out today and did a little bit of a recap on what Tesla shared. As we had talked about, we knew that the Shanghai Auto Show was not the first time this person had protested. I thought it was the second, but turns out that's not the case either. She'd actually been protesting a series of different events, continuing to try to get more and more attention. She even at one point hired models to stand next to the car to try to get more attention on her claims of brake failure. So apparently there have been a few more of these, and finally the Shanghai Auto Show was the one that seemed to work and get the most attention. Of course, Tesla has now shared the data logs. Everything indicates that the brakes were working as normal. Tesla says that on multiple occasions, this woman has refused to have a third party examine the situation. Tesla says that now that she has been released from detainment from the police after 5 days after the Shanghai Auto Show, she says that Tesla texted her and said, quote, "I just came back. I need to adjust. I hope you can show an attitude that really solves the problem. When you have this attitude, we will communicate," end quote. So a wild story. I don't know if that'll be the last of it or what's going to be the next chapter of this, but externally, it's hard to see what more Tesla could really do at this point, so we'll see. All right, lastly today, we are revisiting Volkswagen's pre-April Fool's joke, I guess we'll call it. This started a couple of days before April Fool's, of course, Volkswagen announcing that they would be changing their brand name in the US to Volkswagen, then coming out even before April Fool's Day still, and then saying it was an April Fool's Day joke. Well, the media certainly didn't find it all that funny. The stock market didn't either. Volkswagen stock went up pretty significantly, I think around 10% on that news. I had mentioned at the time that it wasn't all that dissimilar from the movement when Elon Musk had announced that he was taking Tesla private, and of course the SEC got involved in that. Well, lo and behold, we now have reports that Volkswagen is being investigated by the SEC over the Volkswagen joke. I thought it was odd that we never saw an official press release kind of retracting that. They just kind of clarified that through media channels. I would have to imagine that this is part of the reason why we never saw some more official communication on that. Anyway, we'll have to see what comes of this. I think that's probably the last April Fool's joke that we're going to see from Volkswagen, probably ever. I don't fault them for trying to have a little bit of fun and trying to, you know, be exciting, hype up electric vehicles, but tough to execute it any worse than they did. So we'll see where that goes, but that will wrap it up for today. As always, thank you for listening. Make sure you're subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can also find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast, and I'll see you next week for the Monday, May 3rd episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.